Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. This is a very, very exciting interview for me. It's very special. We have three people on the line. They're sisters, and they are going to talk about a new book that they wrote called April in Pieces, Seven Sisters Writing on COVID and Cancer. And we want to welcome to KDWA Lisa Valentine, Eileen Holthaus, and Zita Bruce. And we want to say that Lisa is a friend of ours from way back at KDWA. And so, Lisa, why don't you kick this off and introduce your sisters and tell us a little bit more, please?
Well, thank you so much, Mo. We are just thrilled to be here. We're thrilled to have a book to talk about. And I'm excited to be joined by my sister Zita, who is calling from Iowa, and my sister Aileen calling from Alaska. And they'll tell you a little bit more when they hop on. But this book, you know, last March, middle of March, things really got very interesting for all of us, especially so for Aileen, as she will tell you. But our sisterhood has been heavily impacted by cancer. And we were still grieving the loss of our sister Mary Jo, who died of metastatic breast cancer in June of 2019. And the pandemic comes along, and some of us are writers, some of us not. But as April rolled around, and we had just started sister Zoom meetings on Sundays, which we have faithfully kept to every Sunday. It's a really cool thing. But when April rolled around, I'm a poet. I knew that April was Poetry Month. We've done some things at school. And so I decided that I was going to give myself the challenge of writing a poem a day for April. And I put that idea out to my sisters. And what happened is that everybody started writing. And, you know, some of us, again, write a lot, some not as much, but everybody wrote in April. We started sharing our poems back and forth on email, and it just took on a life of its own. And it was, you know, some of them are fun, some of them are serious, but I think it was a good process for all of us. When we were done, we had over 125 poems. We're looking at these, and some themes were emerging, and I had long wanted to publish a book and have had some efforts out there. We realized that we had a book in the making, and so we started working on it. Had a lot of learning to do as far as how you go about publishing a book, especially in the ever-changing world of publishing and self-publishing and all of that. But we forged ahead, and we, you know, helped each other out and got input and pared things down and had help from an editor and our niece, Zita's daughter, who designed the cover, a wonderful cover. In early November, we were able to say that we had published a book, and it was real, and I think we had to pinch ourselves.
You know, the timing is pretty quick when you think about it. You just started this in April. That is pretty impressive. You got so much done.
Well, and it's a book of poetry, so poetry books, right, you know, aren't as long, but we ended up with 54 of our poems are in the book. All seven of us have several poems in the book, and the themes we landed on, you know, we hope it flows nicely. We think it does. You know, we're just thrilled to have it out there and, again, appreciate this opportunity.
And I know that your sister, Mary Jo, was diagnosed in 2018?
With metastatic cancer, yes. And she was initially diagnosed with breast cancer in 2006, and then a primary lung cancer in 2010. And then metastatic breast cancer in 2018. The picture on the back of the book is the eight sisters, the last time we were all together when we had learned of Mary Jo's diagnosis of metastatic cancer.
Boy, this must have been a really heart-wrenching thing to write.
At times it was, but we always seem to find something to laugh about. We've dubbed ourselves the Sassy Sisterhood, so there's no shortage of laughter.
That's so cute. Aileen, let's talk about you, please, and tell us a little bit about yourself. You are calling from Alaska, and I know during this pandemic, you had some news of your own.
Yes, I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska, where sunrise has just happened a few minutes ago.
Please say that you're colder than, we're at 32 degrees right now in Minnesota.
You know what? It's actually supposed to maybe warm up to 40 today or 35. But
that just doesn't seem right. Okay, sorry.
Okay. So last March, I really by accident found a lump in my lower armpit. You know, doctor's appointments, biopsy, scans, etc. I actually thought it was going to be breast cancer, but I was diagnosed with something called follicular lymphoma, which is a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I actually did not feel very good during most of April, and true confession, I did not write a poem every day, but I maybe get a pass on that.
Sisters are always toughest on each other, though. Let's ask the sisterhood. Does she get a pass, friends?
Oh, we'll let her. We'll let her.
We'll let her. We've been both in the chemo. Okay. I actually started chemo, had my first chemo at the end of April, and I did write some poems about cancer and COVID. I really was afraid. I was afraid of a lot of things. But back in March and April, I was really afraid that because of COVID, that I might not get the cancer treatment I needed. That actually did not come to pass, although there were certainly adjustments. You know, my husband couldn't come to appointments with me, but we could do, you know, video conferences and doctor's appointments. So just dealing with having cancer, with COVID, it was really helpful to have this project to work on and, you know, also to get something maybe positive or hopeful, maybe, out of the fact that there's been so much cancer in our sisterhood.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling today?
Thank you for asking. I'm doing pretty well. My doctor was really pleased with the results of my chemo. I feel mostly good. Right now, I have kind of a chemo light, I call it, every 2 months. So I don't have like full dose chemo anymore. And I'm really quite pleased with how I'm doing and lots of support from my husband, friends, and my sisters. Just really quick, I'm actually in a national study of Sisters of Breast Cancer patients. So I've been updating them on my status, and I only mention that because I hope we get more interventions and treatment for cancers.
Well, I'm glad that the whole process was therapeutic to you while you were healing, and we wish you continued success with your healing. Zita, let's talk about you. You are calling us from Iowa, and I understand that is where your roots came from. Tell us a little bit about yourself and growing up.
Well, we grew up on a farm near Oshin, Iowa, which is up in northeast Iowa. There were 13 kids in our family, so we had a rather large family, 5 boys and 8 girls. It was great for playing on the farm with so many kids. You never had no one to play with because there was always someone around, which was always great. At times, we probably got a little neglected by our parents because there was so many of us kids. But all in all, we knew we were loved, and that was what was the most important thing.
And what did you farm?
We actually had dairy cows, and we had hogs and crops and chickens. So we had a little of everything, I guess.
And what's the age span of your whole family?
From my oldest brother to my youngest brother, there is 19 years between them.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something to think about? It's a whole generation,
yes.
Really.
Yes, it really is amazing. I can't imagine myself, so.
You are in Iowa now. Whereabouts in Iowa?
So I only live about 20 miles from where I grew up. We live close to a little town called Protovin. That's where I've been pretty much since we've been married.
And what did you think of Lisa's challenge to start writing a poem a day?
Well, you know, I'm one of the ones that maybe didn't do as much writing as like Lisa and Aileen and some of the others. So, you know, I was probably a little hesitant at first. You know, I've written some poems down through the years, but it's been very few and far between. But I was up for the challenge, and I actually did complete 30 poems, although they weren't always one a day. I might have skipped a day here and there and done two in a day. But I did do 30 poems, and I was satisfied with myself that I had done that. And I was really happy, you know, to do this with my sisters. And I just think it was such a good way to work through the pandemic that is continuing as we speak.
Yes, the book is called April in Pieces and Seven Sisters Writing on COVID and Cancer. Lisa, let's go back to you for a second. When you proposed this idea, how many of your siblings have had cancer, and have any of your brothers had cancer?
There's been five of us, so all five of us sisters in the family. None of the brothers have had cancer. I mean, other than, you know, there's been skin cancer here and there, but the significant cancer diagnoses have all been among the sisters. Zita was actually the first to be diagnosed with breast cancer in 2004. And then, as I said, Mary Jo in 2006. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2008. And in 2010, Mary Jo had a primary lung cancer. So I was nervous for 2012 because we were on an every other year pattern that we wanted to break. And we did, thankfully, for a few years. And then our sister Leonice was diagnosed with endometrial cancer in 2017. And then Mary Jo's metastatic breast cancer diagnosis in 2018 and Aileen's lymphoma in 2020.
I know around this area, obviously Hastings is a farm community in the outer parts of the city limits. And I have some friends that talk about the different chemicals that are in the groundwater. In particular, if you had a well system and you lived out in the country, and you're, especially if you had crop farms, do you think that had anything to do with some of the cancers you have?
You know, certainly it's something that, you know, we believe probably is a factor, if not the only factor, a contributing factor.
And is the study that you're involved in, Aileen, what does that entail, please?
It's been really extensive. I think it's through the National Institute of Health, and it's at least 50,000 women across the country. Extensive surveys about growing up and what exposed to, diet growing up, urine and blood samples in the past, continued questionnaires, and just looking at, they just continue to crunch the numbers. And so it's been, I think, 15 years now, so they'll be getting longer term results. But definitely ask about chemical, including farm chemical exposure.
So this book really is special, and I can't imagine what it would be like to write a book with my sisters. This is really just a labor of love and a wonderful tribute to your sister, Mary Jo. What do your brothers think of the book?
The response we've heard so far has been good. We've gotten good reviews from our brothers.
Are they a tough crowd?
I think they're jealous, actually. I think they're...
Yes.
This is Aileen. They're supportive.
We kind of kept it a secret. We didn't necessarily keep it a secret, but we were pretty quiet about it.
Yes.
So I think they were a bit surprised as well. But and they've liked it, and we've also put the challenge out to them to contribute to the next book.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think that's going to happen? I hear somebody laughing. I have a feeling that's not going to happen. You mentioned a next book. What's your next book going to be about?
Well, that's a surprise, too.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so there really is. I need to get in on one of these Zoom calls. That's where all your secrets are happening, I think. Well, the book is wonderful, and I know it is available locally. Lisa, tell us where, please.
Yeah, soon to be available at a bookstore of Hastings on Vermilion Street, right off the bridge. And Quaint and Quirky downtown on 2nd Street. So really appreciate those local businesses supporting our work as well. And And there's also an effort happening, and maybe Zita and Aileen can speak to that a little bit, in other places.
Well, I actually haven't done any local outreach, partly because I can't get out and about. And I also have to say, I hope it's okay to say that it's available on Amazon.
Oh, gosh, of course. And then, Zita, what were you going to tell us, please?
Well, we do have the books available at a couple places locally here in Northeast Iowa. One is at Dragonfly Books in Decorah, Iowa, and the other is at Pivo Brewery in their gift shop, and that brewery is in Kelmer, Iowa, which is the town where we all graduated from. Well, I shouldn't say all. Our oldest brother graduated from a different school, but the rest of us graduated from a high school in Kelmer, Iowa.
Who would like to tell us, lastly, about your sister, Mary Jo?
She was very caring toward others. She touched a lot of people in her work and her neighbors in Loveland, Colorado. She was very creative and talented. Her husband and children and grandchildren adored her. Not every minute, of course, but they did adore her, and she positively affected a lot of lives.
Well, clearly she was a big positive effect on you as sisters. We want to thank our guests today, Lisa Valentine, Aileen Holthaus, and Zita Bruce. As far as this book goes, please do check it out. It's available at Quaint and Quirky in Hastings and a bookstore of Hastings and on Amazon as well, and then the wonderful places in Iowa. Ladies, thank you so much. Aileen, continued healing to you. We'll be thinking about you. And we hope that you give us a call again when your new surprise book comes out.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.